Thank you, Lord, so much for this day. Lord, we just take a second to put all distractions aside, just all of our day and week aside, and we just enter in just to a place with you where we just focus our eyes and our attention, focus all that we are on you. You know, Lord, there's a lot going on in the world. For most of us, we feel there's a lot going on in our world day to day, just inside our home or inside our state or inside what we're doing, but there's a lot going on in the world well outside of our state and country. So, Father, we know that your eyes are all over, all at once, that you know the beginning from the end. You know what's going on in every person's heart, in every city, country, every place, Lord. And so we just thank you so much that you just meet us here tonight, Lord, as we worship, as we pray. Lord, whatever you have in your heart, we just want to be with you and connect with you. So thankful that we have your name. In your name is all that you are, and your name is all that you can do and want to do, all your heart. And so we just want to take some time to honor you, to worship you, to praise you.
As the morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that arise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. As the morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that arise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. A shelter like no other. Your name, let the nation sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your name. Your name. Lord, give us the strength to live for you and glorify your name. 'Cause your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nation sing it louder. Nothing has the power to say but your name. It's your name. In Jesus, in your name we pray. Won't you come and fill our hearts a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nation sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save. No, your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other.
Your name.
is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, cause nothing has the power to save but your thinking about it for a long, long time. How I need to be close to you. Now I am broken, I'm connected to the vine. My devotion is renewed. I've been thinking about it. Connected to the vine, my devotion is renewed. Oh, Jesus, you are the answer to my life. No matter what the question is, oh, Jesus, you are the peace within my strife. No matter what the struggle. Drawing near to the Lord is my one desire. Jesus is my only goal. I want to know his presence, baptism in his fire. And then my future can unfold. It can truly unfold. It can truly unfold. I've been thinking about it for a long, long time. How I need to be close to you. Now I am broken, I'm connected to the vine. My devotion is renewed. Oh Jesus, you are the answer to my life. No matter what. Whatever it is. Drawing near to the Lord is my one desire. Jesus is my only goal. Wanna know your presence, baptism in your fire. Then my future can unfold. It can truly unfold. Truly unfold. And when the battle rages fierce, you will fill me with your mighty power. And when the enemy draws so near, I can run into my strong tower. I've been thinking about it for a long, long time. How I need to be close to you. Now I am broken, I'm connected to the vine. My spirit is renewed. Oh Jesus, you are. want to know your presence, baptism in your fire, then my future can unfold, it can truly unfold. About it for a long, long time. How I need to be close to you. Now I am broken, I'm connected to the vine. My devotion is renewed. Oh, Jesus, you are the answer to my life. No matter what. Stories of what they think you're like, but I heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you, it's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. Tender ways. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide. I know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. Good Father, it's who you are.
Valley. Whether I'm walking on the mountaintop, I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Trust in you.
I trust in you.
Whether I'm walking in the valley, I'm walking on the mountaintop, I trust in you. Walking in green pastures, or I'm walking through the desert, I'll trust in you.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Whether I'm walking through green pastures, or I'm walking through the desert, I'll trust in you. The same God, you're the God of the valley and the God of the mountaintop. It's all you. You're the God that leads me beside still waters and quiets my soul. You're the God who leads me through the valley. The same God that leads me beside still waters is the same God who leads me through the valley. It's you. I'll trust in you. You're the God of the valley and the God of the mountaintop. You're the God of green pastures, the God who takes me through the desert. Open my eyes to see what you are doing. Open my eyes to see. To see your goodness in the land of the living. In the land of the living God. Open my eyes to see. Cause all I need to do is to see you. All I need to do is to know you. All I need to do is to see you. And all I need to do is to know you. All I need to do is to see you. Oh, all I need to do is to know you. All I need to do is to see you. Oh, all I need to do is to know you. Whether I'm lying in green pastures, whether I'm walking through the day, all I need to do is to see you. And all I need to do is to know you. Cause you are there, never leaving. You are there, never forsaking. You are there, never leaving. You are there, never forsaking. What you said you would do, you'll do. All in your time, all in your time. And what you said you'll do,
Let the poor say I'm rich, and let the blind say I can see. It's what the Lord has done in me. And let the say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. Let the blind say I can see. It's what the Lord has done in me. And let the weak say from the heavens' mercy stream. will rise from the water deep into the saving arms of God. I will sing salvation songs. Jesus Christ has set me free.
Sing that again.
I will rise from the water deep. That's why I can say I'm rich, because of you.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Because of you,
because
Jesus. Thank you.
Jesus, Jesus, back the darkness in Jesus' name. Pushing back the darkness, pushing back the darkness, pushing back the darkness in Jesus' name.
Strong tower.
the strong tower. Oh, Israel, Israel. And so do we. We run into our strong tower. So do we. We run into our strong tower. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence all fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence all fear. In our lives, you silence the storm. Still, you silence the fear, the accusation, the shame, the condemnation, the voice of the accuser is silenced, silenced in your life. The voice of the accuser is silenced, is silenced in our lives. 'Cause we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. We overcome by your blood, by the blood of. Yes, we overcome by your blood, by your blood. Yes, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Our testimony. Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus.
8:18.
Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will reveal to us later. For all creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who his children really are. Against its will, all creation was subjected to God's curse. But with eager hope, the creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. For we know that all creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. And we believers also groan, even though we have the Holy Spirit within us as a foretaste of future glory. For we long for our bodies to be released from sin and suffering. We too wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as his adopted children, including the new bodies he has promised us. We were given this hope when we were saved. If we already have something, we don't need to hope for it. But if we look forward to something we don't have yet, we must wait patiently and confidently. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us, whom God has chosen for his own? No one, for God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? No one, for Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us. And he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted or hungry, or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell, can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Glory be to God. Yes, Lord, thank you for your word. Yes, Lord, we believe it and we receive it into our lives. Yes, Lord. We eat it like honeycomb that permeates our being. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The
the absoluteness of the truth of your word. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Nothing can separate us from his love, because he laid down his life for us, and he makes a way for us to commune with him. I was just looking in the book of John, and I never before realized that the book of John is 21 chapters, and 5 of those chapters are dedicated to the Last Supper and the words that Jesus spoke at the Last Supper. That's 1/4 of his gospel. All, like, words that he spoke in one night. So that's John chapters 13 through 17. It's all so, so, so good. A lot of red, if you have one of those, you know, hot sauce Bibles. So I'm just going to read verses 20 through 26. John 17, verses 20 through 26. I have it in NKJV. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. It's through our oneness and our closeness and our unity with the Lord that others are going to come to know him. It goes on to say, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you gave me, may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. And then it's right after that that he goes to the Garden of Gethsemane. So these are really some of the last words that he speaks to his disciples before being arrested and taken to the cross. And it's all about God's love and the invitation for us to step into that love. You know, he starts by saying, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. So yes, he was very much talking to the 12 men that were right there with him. But this is also for all of us. And he makes that so plain by starting off that way, that we can be made perfect in oneness and in unity with God the Father through the shedding of his blood, the giving of his body. So I just invite you, as we enter into this time of communion with him. I feel like I always say that we're entering into this time of communion, but I hope that you're not just entering into a time of communion with the Lord. It's constant. He always wants us to be in communion with him, in that oneness with him. It's always available to us throughout our days, as we go throughout our lives and difficult things that happen. He's always inviting us to come before him. So Jesus, we thank you for that. God, we thank you for those words that you spoke. Some of the last words you spoke, but important enough to take up 1/4 of the things that John wrote about your whole life, God. And I thank you that you are inviting us, always inviting us to commune with you as we recognize the sacrifice that you gave us on the cross, shedding your blood, giving your body for us, that we can be one with you and receive the forgiveness of our sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you,
waiting.
His banner over you, His banner over us, His love, love, love. His banner over me, His banner over you, His banner over us, His love, love, love. His banner over me, His banner over us, His banner over you, His love, love, love. His banner over me, His banner over you, His banner over us, His love, love, love. It's love. Thank you. that's where I belong.
Wrap me in your arms.
Oh,
So much for our time with you tonight, Lord, our time together. Thank you, Lord, for just pouring out your spirit, pouring out your truth, pouring out your word, pouring out your connection. Thank you, Lord. Just pray that, Lord, we would just walk out from this place with just an overwhelming, that Romans 8 overwhelming sense of love. Overwhelming sense, conquering love. Overwhelming sense of your peace and your closeness and your ability to conquer all because of your love, because of your spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did and what you're doing. Thank you, Jesus. Bless each person here. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Well, we are still remembering the Mozambique team in prayer, and obviously praying for Israel and for the peace Jerusalem, and still remembering just covering each other in prayer, and we're super excited, anticipatory of the team coming back and being with us this coming Sunday. So invite friends, invite family, invite those that would love to hear some testimonies. And speaking of testimonies, Carly is grabbing a microphone to share. Or maybe we have an update. Or maybe there's an announcement. Oh, no problem.
Super. Okay. So speaking of prayer, this Friday we have Lighthouse Prayer from 7 to 9 p.m. here, so we invite you to join us. And during worship, the Lord gave Selah a few pictures that we wanted to share with you guys. You want to tell them about the first one? You saw Jesus. Who was he fighting? Was Jesus fighting? You can do it. Okay, Jesus was fighting the devil, and who won? You guys got it right. Jesus won, and then she also saw a picture of a heart with all of us in it. So whoever that encourages, Jesus is fighting your battles. Yes, he always wins, and you are in the center of his love.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Also, the sign-up sheets are out on the table.